Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Excuse me, do you sing to the Lord? You should.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us. We talk about singing to the Lord today. You know that. We are going to have so much fun with this today. This is going to be great. This is going to be one of those things. I love it already. And we hadn't even started. I don't even know what he's going to say to me or through me to you. But we're going to wait for it. And while we're waiting, head on over to Podbean.com. Not right now, but after the broadcast, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast, the links, and share. Matter of fact, go to Spotify, YouTube, everywhere else. I mean, Pandora, we're on all those places. Share it. Make it a part of your playlist, however you do it, or go straight over to Podbean and they'll play every last one of the episodes back to back. Podbean.com. Go over there and do it. But don't do it right now. Stay right here. Don't change that dial. Don't move. Because we're going to sing to the Lord. You understand what I'm saying to you? That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that today. Today is still a great day. It's a great day to sing. You'd be surprised at how much you can actually change somebody's life by singing. You can make their day ever so great, especially if you can't sing. Those are the best ones. Now, see, those who can sing, you can sing, and everybody goes, wow, that's wonderful. I love that song. It touched me, right? But when you can't sing, oh, that's the best kind. Those are the best kind. Those are the best, because when they sing, they're singing it from their heart, but they don't really know that they can't sing, or maybe they know that they can't sing and they're just singing it anyway. That is a boldness that is rich. Ask God to let you see things like that. When they sing, oh man, it just tickles you on the inside. And a lot of times when they can't sing it, really, if you're not careful, it'll mess around and touch your heart and mess you up real good for about 10 minutes and you can't stop crying or something. I don't know. It's just it's a thing about singing. It's not about how well you sing. Now, when we're doing recordings, trust me, it's got to be good. You please be able to sing when you do recordings. But even with that, I say, hey, if God gave it to you and many people might think you can't sing, but if God gave it to you, you do it what he says. Don't listen to me. You do what he says. Okay. All right. Listen. We're going to go over to, what is it called? Psalm 68. And we're going to read verses 4 and 5. Matter of fact, I think we probably better go to the whole list of it here. Psalm 68 and start at verse four. No. Let's start at verse 3. Here you go. Verse number 3. Again, talking about singing unto the Lord. But don't forget, when you're walking into the office, just open up and belt out a good song and bless everybody that day. Hey, man, you'd be surprised what really makes people's day lifted, you know. All right. Verse number 3. Psalm 68. And we'll start at verse number 3. But let the godly rejoice, let them be glad in God's presence. Let the godly rejoice, let them be glad in God's presence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're in the presence of God, you better be happy. Listen, I'm not saying you better be. I'm just saying it's a good thing. You know, sometimes you're in God's presence, you'd be upset. Sometimes you'd be angry, you know. But here we're talking about this singing thing. So don't sing when you're angry. Don't do that. It'll come out wrong. Trust me. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God and to his name. To God and his name. We know his name is what? Jesus. According to our translation in English, you know. Or maybe we don't even know his name. You get what I'm saying? But we know it's God. So sing to him and his name. He'll tell you what his name is. And he'll reveal to you who his name is. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God and to his name. Sing loud praises to him who rides on clouds. Who do we know that is called God that rides on clouds? Jesus. See what I'm saying? I can't reveal all these things to you. These things are just coming out. I'm not reading these things. Matter of fact, before I even start recording, I don't even read the verses. I try not to even read the verses because I want to let God give it to us as he's giving it to me. As I read, I let him give it to me. Sing praises to God and to his name. Sing loud praises to him who rides the clouds. That's Jesus. Oh, he rides the clouds. That's God himself. He rides the clouds. His name is what? The Lord. The Lord Jesus. Yes, it is. Rejoice in his presence. Woo. Rejoice in his presence. Father to the fatherless. That's what he is. Father to the fatherless. That's what he is. Father. I thought it was a Trinity, Brother Nard. Father to the fatherless is who he is. Jesus. He is father to the fatherless. Defender of the widows. This is God whose dwelling is what? Holy. All of that teaching came in through. I'm trying to talk about singing and these little nuggets come up talking about the deity of God and how it's just him and he's the only Lord there is and he's God and he's the one that's the father to the fatherless. So if before we became believers, we didn't even have a father. We had an earthly father, but we didn't have a spiritual father. We didn't have anything like that. And a lot of you are saying, oh, I have my pastor. No. That's not your spiritual father. Only God is the father. On Father's Day, I usually tell the people, I give them a verse and I say, hey, watch this verse right here. And we'll say, oh, happy Father's Day. And then we'll read the verse where it says, call no man father. Yeah, and it really blocks us up. We laugh about that. We love it. Because we know what God is saying. Don't call anybody on earth God. Only he is God. Only he is the spiritual father. There is no other spiritual father but him. And so this spiritual father who rides on clouds, whose name is the Lord, that's Jesus, right? He's a father to the fatherless, defender of the widows. This is God whose dwelling is holy. God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. That's what he does. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. He sets them free from the law, free from you thought you had a bad relationship with God. He sets you free from your guilt. He sets you free from that. So why are you still beating yourself up when he sets you free from that? You don't have to do that. You don't have to beat yourself up. Sure, you might have done some wrong things just like everybody else. You might have done some wrong, are doing some wrong things like everybody else. I mean, all we could ever do is ask God for more grace and more mercy. That's all you could ever do, right? So he places the lonely in families. See that? I told you. You know how I told you about the one and only child syndrome thing? Yeah. You know, he sees that you're lonely. He puts you in families. You know, a lot of times you want your own family, you want your own household type thing, but he put you in family. It doesn't define which families he put you in. Sometimes he'll put you in a church family. He'll put you in a community family. He'll put you in a physical family. You know, people will adopt you just because they just like you, you know, even at an older age, you're adopted, you know, not just only as a child, but you know, people just like you and they, you know, or maybe here's one. Maybe you didn't like them, right? You didn't like them, and then they didn't like you. But some kind of way, you guys had a meeting, a terms of endearment. You had a time to really like change, not term of endearment, but you had a time to change your terms between each other, and then you begin to like that person. That person began to like you, and so now that you've adopted each other, or now you're part of their family, you're a friend to them when they really didn't like you before. You get that? So God puts the lonely, he puts them in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. So not only does he set the prisoner free, but he gives them joy. You see that? He releases you from the guilt, and then he replaces the guilt with the joy. He gives you joy behind it. Sure. Like I said, most people have done something. Everybody's done something. You know, if we look far enough, we'll find something on everybody. I don't care who you are. But God releases you from that. He does. He releases you from that and gives you joy because you're a prisoner. You know, that's when you get saved. You're released from prison. See, you're a prisoner until you're released, until you get saved. And then you're not a prisoner anymore. Then God can lead you and guide you. He can give you the joy that you need. But until then, you're going to remain a prisoner. And some people have learned how to just live, you know, be satisfied. They've learned how to be satisfied being a prisoner. And some people won't live like that. Some people won't be conditioned to that. They won't stay and remain a prisoner. They want to be free. And the only way you're ever going to get free is if you get with God. God is the only one who can make you free. God is the only one who can make you free. So, and that God, that name of God is Jesus Christ. That it, I can't give it to you no other kind of way. He's the one that's going to do all the freeing that you need. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I'm the truth. See, I told you. It all comes right back to God. And when we start talking about God, the name of God is Jesus Christ in English. So I don't know what it is in Hebrew or any other language, but it's a spiritual. He's a spiritual person, right? He's a spiritual person, spiritual. And so he has a spiritual name. And so we have it written down here in the Bible as Jesus Christ. You know, okay, what if it isn't Jesus Christ, right? But hey, we don't know. All we can do is go by what's written. And he'll fix everything else when he gets here. Everything that we don't know, he'll fix that when he gets here. So don't worry about that. But that God that we're talking about is Jesus Christ. Verse number 6 again. He places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. But he makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. The rebellious, they live in a sun-scorched land. A sun-scorched land has no life in it. It's only hot. You know, I think he was giving an insight to hell or whatever. But hey, you don't have to go there. I don't have to go there. So all we have to do is believe on him and do what he asks. All right. And no, matter of fact, here's a better way of doing it. Just do what he suggests you do. Because a lot of times people don't like to do what they're told. You know, they'd rather have the choice or feel like they have a choice to do. Okay. All right. Do what he suggests that you do. Oh, God, when you led your people from Egypt, when you marched through the dry wasteland. The earth trembled and the heavens poured down rain before you, the God of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.